All right, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Stock Market Update. It is Friday, April 29th, last trading day of the month, and we have a lot to talk about because yesterday we had a huge rebound, stocks rally. Reason was Meta's, Facebook's earnings, but after the bell, we had some bad news from Amazon and Apple, so we'll take a look at this and how this affects the markets today. Also, is there a recession coming? Yesterday, the US GDP, the gross domestic product, unexpectedly declined, so we need to talk about this. Plus, today is expiration day, so are we getting assigned or not? We'll show you how our trades are doing. But hey, before we dive in and show you what's moving the markets, if this is your first time here, hi, I'm Marcus Heidkotter. This is my head coach, Mark Hodge, and together we have more than 47 years of trading experience. And every morning we sift through a mountain of news websites, newsletters, and reports, and then we take the most important news and go live right here to share with you what you need to know as you head into your trading day. Also, if this is your first time here, I know sometimes it can be a little bit overwhelming with everything that we are showing, but don't worry, we have a special video just for you that I will link to in the description, and that's a great place to get started. Now, Mark, before we take a look at the charts and how we are trading the markets, let me share something with you real quick. It's a German's biggest nightmare. So as you might know, I've been trying this keto diet. It's interesting. And one of the things that I'm really missing is pizza and beer. And I'm talking about the good stuff. I mean, a good homemade prosciutto pizza with arugula paired with a good German Hefeweizen. That is life. And unfortunately, in order to stick to my 25 grams of carbs per day limit, I would have to take one bite of the pizza and a tablespoon of the beer. So I have to get creative. So apparently you can make some pizza crust out of cauliflower. So tried that out last night and it was interesting. So, it's not bad at all. The beer, however, was tough. You see, there's this Corona beer that has only 2 grams of carbs. Well, Corona is bad enough. And then there's Corona Light, which is even worse. And then there's this stuff. Like flavored water. here's the deal. I could easily give up right now and say, you know what? Screw it. I knew it. This just didn't work. And you see, since we're talking about trading here, that's what I see sometimes with traders. They take a few trades and it might not work out immediately. And they say, oh, I knew it. This doesn't work. But hey, I'm not a quitter. I decided to try this keto thing for 4 weeks. And then, as you know, we're going to Germany with our mastermind to trade and have a great time. And there's no way I won't have any of the amazing German bakery items. And of course, when in Germany, I will drink the best beer in the world while I'm there. Anyhow, so sure. The pizza, actually, I took a picture of this. The pizza turned out pretty good. What do you think?
Okay. Looks pretty good. Yeah, that looks pretty tasty.
Yeah, so, okay, anyhow, so I have 2 more weeks to go before we head to Germany. Okay, so let's talk about the markets. I mean, interesting markets right now. Definitely, we do have some volatility. So let's take a look here at the S&P 500. And yesterday for the markets, it was fireworks.
It was. We had a nice higher open and we just kind of saw a little bit of a dip in the morning session after the open, and then it just took off and rallied.
Right. And I mean, honestly, for no reason at all. I mean, there's these analysts and talking heads that said, oh, it's all because of Meta. Facebook, because they reported much better than expected earnings and they jumped yesterday almost 18%. But is that really the reason?
Yeah, I mean, even look at Meta. Actually, with Meta, you see the open versus the close. So there really wasn't a big difference there between where we opened the day and where we finished the day. And there was a huge difference with the S&P. So I think it was just finally, with earnings, traders felt, okay, maybe things are going to be a little bit better.
Well, and we talked about it with our mastermind. There's right now 5 factors that are weighing heavy on the markets, right? I mean, number one, we have the China COVID situation, where China has the zero tolerance policy and locking everything down. So this could lead to supply chain issues. Then number two, we still have the war going on in Russia and Ukraine. So, or Ukraine, Russia, however you want to phrase it. So we have that going on. We still have inflation going on here in the US. So we don't know what the Fed will do. And they have a big meeting next week. And then we have the earnings that's hit and miss. And so yesterday, yep. there was just, I think, overall some optimism and say, sure. You know what? Eventually, we'll get rid of one of these five factors. And I mean, as soon as we do, I mean, what else could there be? We have pretty much covered everything. Geopolitical crisis, China, inflation, interest rates, earnings. Yeah. What else is there? No, knock on wood, of course.
I don't want anything else.
Yeah. Anyhow, so, but I mean, looking at this, we had a pretty ugly April. I mean, March looked pretty good, but April, that is the worst April since what, March 2020, when the pandemic started and markets crashed?
Yeah, and April typically or historically has been a pretty good month, but not this time. Last trading day of April.
Right, so we'll see. So there's also these recession concerns, right? So here's the data from the Fed, where we look at the GDP, the real gross domestic product. And I brought it up here for the last 5 years, and it's quarterly. So this was when the pandemic hit, it was like, ugh. But then the next quarter, since all the money got pumped into the market, it was good. Then it was kind of going back to normal. Although if you look at this, this was still at higher levels than we used to have. And sure. So this were yesterday, a little bit of a surprise, a dip, not a whole lot, but this were, as you know, two of these negative ones, two of the negative quarters would mean a recession. But do we really have a recession here coming?
Well, and even this negative number, as we approached the number, more and more people thought that it was going to be worse than expected. And also part of that being supply buildup. And so there were some reasons to explain it, not just a huge GDP difference, you know. So,
yeah. We also have the unemployment claims, right? So the unemployment claims came in still at a really good number, lower than the previous week and slightly worse than forecasted. But that's what we want to see. We want to see that the job market stays strong because that's the Fed's dual mandate, right? I mean, having a strong job market. Striving here towards full employment, and the other is to have the inflation under control. So it's good to see that with everything that they're planning to do, it doesn't seem to affect the job market just yet. However, next week we have the big one. Next week is the big jobs report.
It is a busy week for next week. Then today we had a core PCE price index.
Yeah, that's also another inflation gauge, right? And I mean, this has pretty much... I mean, it's not as significant as the CPI and PPI, but definitely something that right now, since everybody's talking about inflation, that we are keeping an eye on. And it came in line exactly with the expectations, exactly like the previous month, which is kind of maybe a little bit good news that maybe inflation is peaking. Who knows, right?
As far as, the trajectory goes, it's good news. It didn't seem like it was enough to really affect the Fed with the half point. Expectation, right? If it came in significantly lower and maybe the traders would think, okay, maybe it's a quarter point, maybe a half point's off the table. But in this case, it's just kind of business as usual. And everybody's expecting that half point.
Yeah. So I checked this morning. So we dipped down a little bit for the probability for the next week's meeting that they are raising interest rates by 0.5%. We have been at 99.5%. Right now we are at 98.7%, but I would say it's pretty much a certainty that they're raising interest rates by 0.5%. And I mean, they've said it over and over and over again.
Sure.
So pretty sure that they do. Okay, so, but let's see, what are the markets doing this morning before we take a look at our positions? And we have more earnings that were reported. And interesting, I mean, again, we keep this hit and miss of earnings. We got to talk about Amazon.
Yep. I mean, this was a big one traders were waiting for. And Amazon is down pretty big after we're heading into the open, down almost 11%. This came after the company reported first quarter results with an issued weaker than expected revenue guidance for the second quarter. They reported a $7.6 billion loss on its Rivian investment after Rivian lost more than half of its value in the first quarter. It was actually the first quarterly loss since 2015 for Amazon and its slowest sales for a quarter since the dot-com bust, which was back in 2001.
Right, and this is where it goes back to the supply chain issues. This is where they say, okay, I mean, first of all, the Rivian investment is one thing, but as you said, the weaker forward guidance where they say, well, the supply chain issues and inflation is hitting us. Yeah. Well, and then we had another big one, Apple, right? I mean, Apple, at first looked good. It seems that they are beating, they're beating earnings, they're beating revenue numbers. So at first it looked good, but.
And yeah, and so it was like, woohoo, go Apple. And then all of a sudden, the CEO said that supply chain constraints could have an impact in the third quarter between $4 and $8 billion, and traders didn't like to hear that.
Yeah, because I mean, even if you're making close to $100 billion in a quarter, I mean, 4 to 8 is quite significant. I mean, this is 4 to 8%, and this is where right now Apple is trading lower at 1.7%. I mean, not getting hammered as Amazon, but yeah. I mean, these are the two tech giants, and that's what we are looking for, right? I mean, want to see what has Google been reporting, and for Google, it has been a miss. What is Facebook reporting? Well, Meta, I'm still trying to get used to it, right?
I know.
This has been good. Then we have Microsoft. What is Microsoft reporting, right? And this has been upbeat here. So, it's a mixed bag. It's just hit and miss right now.
It is.
So this is where, let's take a look at the pre-market action, and then we take a look at our positions because today is expiration day. So I'm switching to a 5-minute chart of the E-mini NASDAQ futures here. And we basically see that yesterday after the bell, I mean, first we were moving lower significantly, then trying to recover, now going into the open, pretty much where we were yesterday when futures markets opened again. So right now, significantly down 1.5%.
Yeah, that's a decent drop between yesterday's close and where we're opening today.
Yeah, and honestly, that's what I'm expecting today. Today, last trading day of the month, going into the weekend, with all the uncertainty, I expect indices to move lower. So, but what does this mean for our positions? Let's take a look at this. So, I mean, we have several positions on. So let's go to the wheel calculator. What all do we have? Here we have, first of all, BX, Blackstone.
Yeah.
So we might or might not get assigned. So we sold the 110 puts yesterday. Yep. It closed at 108. So, but I would be absolutely fine getting assigned here. But with the market showing some weakness today, could get assigned.
Yep. Let's see a couple assignments and then a nice bounce next week.
Yeah, that we can sell calls. So this would be good. Macy's, pretty unlikely. We sold the 23 put. So, I mean, yesterday it was closing at 25.73. So that's, it needs a drop of almost 10%. It's possible, but I would say not very likely here. Now, NVIDIA, that's another story, because NVIDIA, I mean, this has been super volatile. I sold the 195 put yesterday. At first, it was trading below, but then at 197.82. But today, with the weakness, it seems that NVIDIA's moves are exaggerated. So maybe, knock on wood, I get assigned there. That would be good because I would love to own me some NVIDIA here and then selling calls against it. So let's see. So right now, BX, maybe, Macy's, probably not, NVIDIA, possibility. Well, then we still have TPR, so I'll sell calls against it probably next week. We need a little bit of a bounce there. And then Wells Fargo is probably another, I don't want to say nail biter, but it's like, okay, could be anybody's game. So we sold the 44.50 puts expiring today, and yesterday it closed at 45.17. So we might... I think it's possible that we get assigned in Blackstone, NVIDIA, and Wells Fargo, and that would be fun.
Yeah.
Okay. Macy's probably not going to happen. Anyhow, so what are we going to do today? I mean, today it's pretty much sit back and relax, right? I mean, I'll see if Macy's, if I can close this one, and if it drops a little bit more, then I might sell another put. So we'll keep an eye on this. Sure. But we're both pretty full here. So let's see what happens today. I'm about to remove all my profit taking orders today because I really would like to get assigned. So I'm going to remove this and then we'll see what happens. Talking about profit taking, we did a video on this of when to take profits when trading options. And you know what? I think I'm going to link to this right here so that you can take a look at this of why we like to take profits and when and why I'm taking it off today. Anyhow, all right, Mark, let's go and trade a little bit.
Sounds good.
Okay, y'all have a great day. Eat more pizza. Okay, take care.